Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.754 Tommy Tucker, WWL. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll: was a priest right or wrong to deny former Vice President Joe Biden communion? 57% are saying he was right. 43% are saying he was wrong. It is Halloween, and that means kids will be out trick-or-treating. Randy Smith, Sheriff of St. Tammany Parish, joins us now. Morning, Randy. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Good morning.
Tell me about the signs that you guys are putting up in yards.
Well, it's a new initiative that we work with sex offenders here in our area to make sure that our trick-or-treaters, our kids, don't go near those houses. It's 160 of our Tier 1 offenders. These are sort of the worst of the worst, and we just want to keep our kids safe, and this is a new initiative that we're trying to remind parents and kids to stay away from these individuals.
I think it's a good idea in terms of a registered sex offender participating in trick-or-treat or Halloween. Is that against the law? Do they violate probation or something like that?
There is some guidelines. There is a law that's in place that allows us to do this. A lot of sheriffs and departments, other police departments throughout our country and in Louisiana are doing it. Of course, ACLU is challenging it, saying that it's a violation of their constitutional right, which I disagree. Our children's safety is more important. So if they want to challenge me, I'm sure they will.
Totally agree. Tell me about some basic hints that police officers would like to see and avoid, I guess, as it relates to injuries on Halloween night, and what the kids should do and what the parents should do as well.
Things to bring with you tonight would be a flashlight, reflective clothing, a charged cell phone, and I know that they sell these glow sticks that the kids are using. Mm-hmm. Just to provide extra safety. Walk with your kids to the door and teach them never to go into a home without their permission. Keep the adults to children ratio manageable, and try to stay in well-lit neighborhoods that are familiar to you. Make sure your children bring treats home before eating them so that they can be inspected and checked by the parents. Consider safe alternatives such as parties at homes, school events, or even church events. And continue to check our website, www.stpso.com, for our registered sex offenders in the area that you may be, the neighborhood you may be trick-or-treating in.
You know, some people take the kids and they load them up and they'll go to a different neighborhood or different neighborhoods on Halloween evening tonight, and they don't really know who it is that lives in the neighborhood or who doesn't. Do you guys have an opinion on that? Stay in your own neighborhood?
Yeah, well, a lot of the rural areas, they'll bring the kids into a larger subdivision where they can trick-or-treat in a different neighborhood where there's a lot more houses for them to go to. But we will have extra units out tonight in the neighborhoods, especially the larger neighborhoods. And I have the deputies patrolling with the overhead lights on. We'll have all reserve deputies, extra deputies, and they'll have those lights on just to keep traffic at a minimum, keep them slow. And also, again, just whatever we can do to protect the safety of our children, most important.
What about drivers? Because I know a lot of times you'll see everybody doing what they are supposed to do, and then all of a sudden somebody comes speeding down the damn street.
That's why we have the units in the subdivisions, and we ask anybody who's driving, especially tonight, to be cautious, drive very slow. We even recommend that they drive through the subdivisions with their flashers on, just for an extra precaution. We want to keep these kids safe, and hopefully we can go off without an incident and have a safe trick-or-treating night tonight.
One other thing I wanted to ask you about is inspecting candy. How detailed does that have to be? And just what do you talk about? Parents should look for what?
Well, a lot of the trick-or-treating treats that we've seen are homemade treats where they're in a bag that's not sealed from a manufacturer of a candy wrapper type. And those are the ones we're concerned about when they get something like that. We ask the parents to either get home, check them out, cut it up real good, and just make sure there's nothing in it that could be harmful for the kids. I know some of the hospitals still x-ray candy at no cost. So those are some of the precautions that we recommend as well.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Randy Smith, Sheriff of St. Tammany Parish. Halloween morning, we'll be back in a flash. WWL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.